Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, November the 8th, 2010. You know, I was thinking about something I said yesterday while teaching at our Glendale Bible Fellowship. I was talking about how God displayed so much of His love over and over to the children of Israel, and how many things that they saw. You know, all the plagues, the crossing of the Red Sea, the cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night, water from rocks, manna to eat every day, just so many things. They saw the power of God demonstrated, and yet, when it came to believing that they really could go into the promised land, they didn't believe it. And so because of their unbelief, they had to wait for 40 years. Now, I know, it's easy for us to say, what? Why in the world didn't they just go in? They knew God was with them. But what I mentioned yesterday was that for many, many years, they served as slaves in Egypt. They had no hope of improving their lives. They did all the work required, and they got fed, and that was it. So when Moses came to town, you know, they started complaining almost immediately. Hey, leave us alone. We're doing fine here as slaves. Look what you did now. We got to make bricks without straw. And then when they did leave Egypt, they complained every single step of the way. You see, they had been so immersed into slavery for so long, they had no desire for freedom. They just wanted to be fed. And leaving the current situation, following Moses out of Egypt, they were leaving their comfort zone big time. This was, in their mind, no longer any guarantee of being fed like they were in Egypt. You know, they were sort of out of the nest, cut off from the handout they were receiving from Egypt, and it scared them. Yes, of course, they saw God's incredible power, but it was still really hard for them to let go of what they had, even though what they had was slavery for food. Who or what do you depend on today? The income you earn from your job? What the government gives you? What your parents provide? Now, I'm not trying to get all negative here, but rather remind us all that our trust and our confidence needs to be in our God. If the source for our sustenance is removed for whatever reason, then what do we do? Well, I had to face that personally, like a lot of others have in the last couple of years, when I was let go from my job in 08 after working for them for nearly 17 years. My income from that job stopped abruptly. So now what? Well, for me, my source, my provider, is my God. Now, of course, I didn't sit around the house waiting for gold coins to drop out of the sky and say things like, well, God's just got to do something. No. I moved forward, and really, I'm still moving forward and trusting my God to supply day by day. You see, the point I'm trying to make is that we need to honestly ask ourselves if we're too comfortable. And by that I mean too attached to where our sustenance is coming from, trusting in the job rather than the provider. And it's really a good thing to check and see where your head and heart are really at, because if for some reason the vehicle for your income stops, will you be afraid or will you trust in God? You know, in counseling with married couples, I've asked the question so many times, are you willing to do whatever it takes to keep your marriage together? Because if both are willing to do whatever it takes, then it can absolutely work out. Now, if that means going to the moon and back, are you willing to do it? You see, when failure's not an option, it means you're committed to doing whatever it takes to succeed. It's a lot like Cortez. When his ships reached the New World, he burned the ships. Well, I guess there was no turning back. They had absolutely no comfort zone to return to. So make up your mind that failure is not an option, no matter what happens. And having that attitude and mindset, regardless of the circumstances, will ensure that you will find a way to succeed. There will be success if failure is not an option. Worry and fear do not produce success, only failure. So refuse to live with fear by putting your absolute trust in God. And don't be afraid to ask yourself, am I too comfortable? Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, type it in down below because we'd like to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check and see when I've posted something new, because you'll get notified personally every time something new is posted. It doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. It's free, either email or RSS. And if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thank you, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.